Let's continue a little bit with the sugya. Next week, I'm not sure if I'll be here. I have a sheva brachas. My brother's making a wedding, and they invite us to sheva brachas. I probably will be able to come back because it's local. So I hope to be back by 9:30. So probably yes, but you know, depends on what's name. But so I want to start next week. I want to start the big sugyas on the end of Zvachim. But I still want to finish up what we did a little bit last time. We learned. We spoke about the concept of kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Washing your hands from the kiyar. And we basically said, there's a Gemara, which we see later on if you want to see, but basically we saw, you can, you know, turn to the last page, it's actually on the last page, just have that same Gemara again. But basically, there's a machlekes Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe, and Rebbe Lezer, but Rebbe Shemoyin. The Gemara's question is, let's see the Gemara quickly, Tana Rabbanan, Kidesh Yadav Raglav Bayoim, Ein Tzoch Lekadesh Balayla. Balayla Tzoch Lekadesh Bayoim Divir Rebbe, which means, every day, there's a new day, you have to do a new Kiddush Adayim Braglayim. A new washing your hands. Shoyi Rebbe Oimel, Lina Moyeles B'Kiddush Adayim Braglayim. Because the Rebbe would say, Lina, which means if it goes overnight, Moyeles, it passels, like Me'ila, it makes no good by Kiddush Adayim Braglayim. So Rebbe says, every day you need a new Kiddush Adayim Braglayim. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimel, Ein Lina Moyeles B'Kiddush Adayim Braglayim. And Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, no, Lina does not passel if it's overnight. It is not possible, and as long as you did not leave the Beis Hamikdash, you can use the same Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the entire time that you're there. And then Igmar says at the end, by the arrow on the line, few lines down, my time with the Rebbe. What's the reason why Rebbe holds that every day you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? The Siv, Begishtam, says you wash your hands, Begishtam, when they approach the Avodah. My time, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Chassid Bevoyam. Don't say Begishtam, it's Bevoyam when it's a new Bia Chadashim, when you're coming in again, and therefore, if you hold Begishtam, don't hold Begishtam. That's one Gemara we learned. Then we saw another Gemara, which I'm not going to go into now, but the Gemara at the end says about Rebbe Yochanan comes with the Chiddush and says that if you wash your hands for the Trumas Hadeshen, even though it was before dawn, before Alois HaShachar, and you wash your hands before Alois HaShachar, before the Trumas Hadeshen, then everybody agrees, that the Gemara says, Rebbe Yochanan says, you don't have to rewash your hands, even if you hold like Rebbe, who says, Lina Moeles, B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and it was Machlekes Abaye V'Rava. What the reason is, either because only the Rabbanon, or like Rava wants to say, because at the beginning of the Avodah, you don't have to wash your hands again, you did it already. So that was the thing we said last week. The bottom line, the lumdus that we said last week, from Mrs. Alma Melton, just remember that, he says that there's really two concepts in why you have to wash your hands every day, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Is the pshat because lina passels, means just like lina passels overnight, it passels the blood, the dam, or the emurim, or the basar, so lina passels Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the original Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, even though the water is not here anymore, it gets passel through the lina, is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, no, the reason why I have to wash hands every day, because begishtam is mechayev me a new washing of the hands. Every day is mechayev a new washing of the hands. Either pshat is, the old washing is no good, because lina passels, or begishtam tells me I'm mechayev to wash my hands every day. It's a new mechayev of washing the hands, the avoid is mechayev to wash my hands every day, a new beginning, I have to wash my hands. That's the way we said 2 weeks ago, and we said that's what a Rambam called like one way and hold the other way, and it's not a stira, and that's basically the two dinim that we spoke about. Okay, that was last time. Now the Gemara continues, Yiboilu. Next question. First page. Yitzia mahu shetoyel b'kiddush yodayim raglayim. In other words, what's the halacha when you leave Yitzia, you leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash of the Azara? You leave the confines of the Azara, Yitzia, Mahu Shetoyil, B'Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Is that going to Pasol, Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim? Says Rashi, Yitzia, Chutz La'Azara, Mahu Shetoyil. Not does mean to help, means to be Moyil, it makes Pasol. Kederech, Shepoysel, B'Chol HaKotshim. Just like Yitzia, Yotza from the Azara, Pasol by all the Kotshim, Shekitshu b'klishores, that were mikadesh, niskadesh in the klishores, dam, basar, anything which was yatsu, nifsalin b'yotze. So the question is over here also. Yitzia ma'u shetoil b'kiddush adayim raglayim. By kiddush adayim raglayim, is there such a psul of yaitze or not? That's the Gemara's question. Then Gemara says, Imtim Sulaima Lina Loi Pasla de Loi Parish. Even if you want to say that Lina, that it doesn't pasul overnight, which is who? Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that once he did the Kiddush Adonai Raglaim. Nevertheless, the Lina is not going to pasul it. Imtim Sulaima Lina Loi Pasla. You know why? The Loi Parish. Because you didn't separate yourself from the Avodah. You were constantly doing the Avodah, even for 10 days. But you never separated yourself. You didn't stop the Avodah. Aval Yitzia. But if you go out, the Porish, that you separate from the Avodah, Asuche Meser Daite. So that's a Hesach Hadas. And therefore, you need a new Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Or Dilma, no. Kibin de Biyodai Lachzor, Loi Masach. Even though he left and he's yoitze, but he's biyadei lachzor, he's very easily able to come back. Lei osa chadaita, he doesn't have es chadas. Yes. Yeah.
So once you leave, every time you come back,
maybe not. If it's not a lei osa chadaita, so it's not called the new bevoyam. He's the whole time there. You walked outside.
No,
mentally he's there. So maybe that's not. That's the most question. Maybe that's the most question. Is it? Avdil, it's the new Avodah, it's the new Bavoyam, or no, Loyosa Chadaite? That's probably the Gemara's question. Listen, I'm saying what the Gemara says, but the Gemara obviously going according to Rabbi. Yeah, the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon, who says Lina does not pasul, still there's a question, because maybe over here it's worse, because you're Messiah Das, which means it's the new Bavoyam. Well, maybe not, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Kidesh Yodav Raglov, Venitmu, if you wash your hands and it becomes tomei madbilin, then you have to be tevil. You have to go into the mikveh. Vein tzoch lekadesh yatsu. If your hands went out of the azara, harein b'kdushasan. So you see clearly that only if they become tomei, you need to go to the mikveh again. But yatsu, if they went out, harein b'kdushasan. You don't need a new kiddush adayim reglaim. Sigmar answers. Yotzu yodav loy kami boilon. Ki kami boilon, yotzu kol gufoy mai. That's for sure. If just your hands were on the outside, and you're still on the inside, like Seth says, that's not a new bevoyam. Then clearly loy asa chadaite. What? Forget, yeah, okay. That's also true, but it's not a bevoyam. Again, if you're dealing with the bevoyam aspect, if you're dealing with the asa chadaite, you can hear, it's not called asa chadaite if your hands are outside, but you're still on the inside. I guess in order to qualify to be called a new bevayam, it has to be some form of heschadas. For some reason, more or less like that, you know, because it doesn't, otherwise, why would the hands become no good? Clearly, because of heschadas, so you don't know what you touch, maybe, so therefore that needs a new kiddush adayim reglaim. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. Then the Gemara says, the end the Gemara says, not really relevant to our discussion, the end of Rambam, Yotze Chutz, the older bottom. Toshma, Yotze Chutz, Mchitzes Chemes Azoro, Im Lisha is Ton Tvila, Im Lefisho, Ton Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Clearly, same thing. You went outside, only for a short time. Nevertheless, you need Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Gemara says, Amal Yachem Maiskinon, Gretsch Yotze Lahase Raglov, Lahatel Mayim. In other words, you went to the bathroom, that's already a different story. If you go outside of Beis Mikdash to the bathroom, Atzazar, then everybody agrees, but don't bring a raya from this case. So first Gemara wants to bring a raya, just putting your hands outside. The Gemara said, no, that's not a real yitzia. Then Gemara wants to say, what about the case where it says clearly, if you go outside? Gemara says, maybe that's going to the bathroom, so it's no raya, it's a baya de la ifshita. We didn't answer the question. How does Rashi learn? So everybody's missing the point over here. Because Rashi says, what's the Gemara Shaila? Iboilu, what's the Shaila? Yitzia Mao Shetoyel, Bikidish Adayim Reglaim. Says Rashi, back to Rashi. Mao Shetoyel, Kedech Shepoisel, Bechol HaKotchim. Shekotchim Bechli Shores, Shem Yotzu, Nifsalim Beyotze. So Rashi seems to learn that the question of the Gemara is there a Psul Yotze, just like there's a Psul Yotze on Bosar, right? Or a Murim, or Dam. Which is Yotze Chutz Lazara. We learn from a pasuk Gubasa Basada Treifa. If it's Yotze Chutz Lazara, it becomes Basel. So Rashi learns the Shaila in the Gemara is there Psul Yotze or is it not a Psul Yotze like all the other Kachim? Which means, is washing your Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, is that a Chetze like a Murim Basar Dam or not? Is there psul yetzer? Yes or no? That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, Yitzia mashtel b'kiddush dam b'glayim, pirish b'kuntres, kedech she'peseles b'chol ha'kotchim, she'kotche b'kli, shem yotzu nifsalim b'yotzei. Anything which was niskadesh with a kli sharis, if it goes out, it becomes possible yetzer. So Tosfos, v'yef shaloy makein, elikin b'forish taimah, v'shum d'chivin d'porish, asuche meisach daite minei, v'shum kiddush kli, l'mifsal, elikin b'forish taimah, v'shum d'chivin d'porish, asuche meisach daite minei. Rashi Tosfos says, what is Rashi telling me that the shaila is there psul yetz or not? The reason is like the Gemara says. Is there hesach hadas or is there no hesach hadas? Isn't that what the Gemara says? And then Rashi Tosfos says, well, not only that, the mishum kiddush kli, lai mitzvah b'yetz midish l'nas b'avoida. He said, what's Rashi telling me? There's a psul yetz. Psul yetz is only if there's kiddush kli and the avoida was done with it. Dam, after zrika, or dam, even after Zrik, before Zrika, but Avoida Shechita or Kabbalah was done with the Dam, right? Then we say it's possibly Yetzer. Emurim, after the Avoidas were done with it, it's possibly Yetzer. Kiddush Adayim Reglaim, even if you say that the Kiyar is a Kli Sharis, but at the end of the day, no Avoida was done with it, so what Psul Yetzer would it be? So Taisha won't say at the end, look in the bottom, number Gimel, Mimtoima, Chivin de Beklusa Kli La Mifsla Be Yetzer, Minchas Kahanim Mechavita Chayngol, the last book of Mitzah, Emesai Mifsla Be Yetzer. These two kavanas where there's no kemitza, so where you're going to have a psul yetzer, there's no kiddush kli. V'shem ba'is and moil kiddush kli, v'shem ba'is and moil kiddush kli, ma'hai time yitochim p'yesh ha'kudus v'acha. In other words, maybe Tosfos wants to say something which does not need an avoda done with it, like the chavite kengol, there's no kemitza done with it, so kiddush kli alone is enough to be mechayev afterwards psul yetzer. So maybe we'll hear the same thing. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, where there's no avoda done with it, so the fact that it was done, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was done on your hands, that's enough that you've Kiddush Kli, and therefore there'll be a Psul Yetzer. So Tosfos says, okay, I get what Rashi's saying, that you'd have a Psul Yetzer over here. But the question on Rashi remains. Why is Rashi saying? Look how Rashi learns the Gemara. Iboilu, Yitzia Mar Shetol B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So Rashi learns the Gemara, is there a Psul Yetzer? Or is it no psul yetzer? That's the question. It's a question on, is kiddush adayim reglaim the same as dam, emurim, and vasar, then when something goes out, it becomes psul? Yes or no? Tosfos says, what do you mean? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, imtim tzalei malina le pasla de le parish, avitzi de parish ha-tsuchem mesch daite, adilma kivin god delachza le masach. So the Gemara shayla is not if it is a psul yetzer. The Gemara shayla is the hesach hadas. So what's Rashi coming? What's he saying over here? Ma korepo, that place is kasher. Doesn't understand Rashi. What do you say?
First, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Unless you understand, why would you get hesach hadas?
Why do you need hesach hadas? If the way Rashi learns it, there's a simple question. Is there psul yetzer by kiddush adayim raglayim or not? There's a psul yetzer by dam.
If it's all about hesach hadas, that's what.
Even more, why should it matter whether it's just your hands leave or your whole body leave?
In which case?
Hesach Hadas is the issue.
Just opposite.
No, Hesach Hadas is the issue. Why is there more Hesach Hadas?
Just opposite. I'll tell you why it's opposite. If the psul is yetzer, so then who cares if my body stays inside? My hands are outside, there's a psul yetzer on the kiddush adayim raglayim. What do you mean? My hands, the water, kiddush adayim raglayim, the water on the hands, that was yetzer. Done. So why should even the chilik between if it's my body's inside, if it's hesach hadas, I can say, you're right, I'm inside, my hands are outside, oh yeah, was that mesiach das? Not really, because my main body's inside, so that's not mesiach das. Maybe yes, maybe no, that's a good question. If you learn like Rashi, then how could you, that's one of the questions. If you learn Rashi that a psul is there yaitz or not? And the way we said last week, psul, not we spoke about the same question, lina, is lina pasul's by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So what do we say? Well, because the truth is, there's no water anymore over here. It was just on my hands. I washed my hands. So there's not something, a chetzah, you can say, there's water over here that was possible belina. Same thing over here. There's no water that's possible b'yaitzah. The Kiddush, is that possible b'yaitzah or not? It's a funny way of learning. Why does Rashi learn like that? Question number one. Question number two, it doesn't fit with the Gemara. Question number three, it doesn't fit with the whole Hesach Hadas. Of partially and not partially, if the psul is yaitzah, then as soon as it went out, there's yaitzah. Who cares if my body's in or not? my kiddush adayim reglaim is yetze. End of the story. So why is Rashi learning that? How did he learn the Gemara like that? The whole thing doesn't make sense. That's where they ask the question. No, to be a tefillah just means they have to go into the mikvah.
Listen, why?
Because you became tamei.
And the smith and the other touches, if you stay for a long time.
Oh no, then there's no heschadas, I suppose. If you had a convention, go right away back in, then you don't need what's the name. But you want to say im lishra is ton tefillah. If you show ton, you do a belly line. Yeah, I know. Maybe I don't know why. I know why lishra is ton tefillah. Mishum heschadas. Rashi says im lishra is ton tefillah. Mishum heschadas. I know, so then the Gemara won't say that if your whole body goes out for a long time, then it's a big eschadas, you need tefillah. It's not relevant here. Anyway, what's Rashi telling us? So the whole Gemara is hard. I mean, nobody even picked up on that. Then why is Rashi saying this? Taisa picks up on it, but it doesn't fit in the whole Gemara. Where is he going with this? So there's a Beis HaLevi, I mean, the brilliance of the Beis HaLevi, he has a Shiloh on Tilas Yudayim or something. I don't know what the shot is even on. Going to the bathroom with a hefsek, and he brings a riot from this Gemara, how he learns Tzad and Rashi. So I think goes through the whole tshuva. Then the tshuva of the Beis Levi, he brings it like this. Read what he says over here. Next page. Vayim shom barashi, the kosav v'zeh l'shoyna, yitzir chutz la'azora, ma'u shetoyl k'deach shepoysa b'chol ha'kotshim, shekitshu b'kli shoves, v'nifzolim v'yotze. Right? That's what Rashi learns. Yitzir chutz la'azora, ma'u shetoyl k'deach, in other Rashi learns, is there psul yaitza, yes or no? Ask the Beis HaLevi, ubavadai divrei Rashi alolu tzorchin godol. The lama pirish da sofik have im ifsalim v'yaitze, kmo shari kachim ifsalim v'yaitze. Vare bigmor mubu lehed ya sofik, shabali boya, ichashiva hesrada asaloi. Vayin shom betoisis. Yitzir, shapirish b'hem zloike Rashi. Because of kemashi chesavnu, nam sofik have im hesrada asaloi. So why is Rashi learning? There's a psul yaitze. Says the Biskarov like this. Says the Beis HaLevi, "Va'nira loyma bekavonis Rashi zal." The iu mefarish da have shnei ibayis. There are two separate shilas in the Gemara. The betchola iboylei ichoshev kiddush kishare dvorim amugdashim the nifsalin beyaitze oloy. In other words, the first question is back to the Gemara. The first shila is. Is the psul yaitza on kiddush adayim raglaim? And that question, iboizu have rak lerebi. The svirelei lina pasla bekiddush. Vimkein have kachol kachim. In other words, Rebbe says last year, 2 weeks ago, that if it stays overnight, then lina pasla bekachim, which means there's a psul lina, that the kiddush adayim raglaim becomes pasul. So what do we see? It's like dam basa nemurim, like all the other kachim. So the Gemara's first question is, according to Rebbe, there's lina, is there yitzia as well? Just like lina passels kiddush adayim raglaim, even though there's no water over here, it passels the concept of kiddush adayim raglaim, so too yitzia passels kiddush adayim raglaim. That's the Gemara's question. Umi boilei, im yalev gam lipsul yitzia, mikol hakachim aloi. V'hoda kamal, and then Gemara's another question. In Tim Salaim Alina Lai Posla Pirish. The Gamin Tim Salaim Kereb Laz of Shimon. The Lina Lai Posla. Vim Ken Ola Shachlin Boy Klali Afina Boy Psu Yates Mikola Kachim. Vikama Kamakapi Boylon. Dilman is Yates Mishimes Chadas. Kivin the Poris Ladom Lenina. Vahabi Bezi Boy with Chilmi Boy Alib the Rebbe. Vada Liboy Alib the Rebbe of Shimon. Such a posh of shot. Let's go back to the Gemara. I mean, I don't understand why we didn't learn like that to begin with. You got all confused because we have our preconceived notions that's the way we read the Gemara. So that's not the way we read the Gemara. Gemara is read completely different. Iboilu yitzia ma'u shetel b'kiddush adayim raglaim. Question number one, Rashi says. What's the question? The question is there, according to Rebbe, who says lina passels by kiddush adayim raglaim, so is there a din yitzia, just like lina, is there yitzia by kiddush adayim raglaim? That's what Rashi says. Yitzia chutz azara ma'u shetel g'dech shepoish b'chol ha'kotshim shekitz b'kli shorish shim yotzim salam v'yotze. That's the whole question. Then Gemara says another question. If you're going to learn like Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and Lina does not passel by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, why? Because the water is not here, there's nothing here. Now there's a new question. Even if you're going to learn in Tim Salaima, Lina lay pasla, the lay parish, avitzi the parish, and zuchem ezchadayte, oidem akimini biyad elachzoi, lay masach. Then there's a second question, that maybe if you hold there's no psul of lina, there's a new shayla. There's no psul of yitzia, there's a new shayla. What's the new shayla? Is there hesach hadas? And from hilchus hesach hadas, I have to make a new kiddush adam line by yitzia? Yes or no? And on that, the Gemara brings a raya, your hands on the outside. And what does the Gemara say in the hands on the outside? No! If it's only hesach hadas, if your body's on the inside, the hands on the outside, maybe there's no hesach hadas. Don't bring me raya from there. But if you hold the first question, whether yitzia apostles, then even if just your hands are outside, that's enough to make a new kiddush adam line. In other words, the older raya of the Gemara is only on the second shayla. If you hold like a Elazar ben Rav Shimon, if you hold like the first shayla, which is does lina pasul and therefore does yitzia pasul, it's irrelevant if it's part of the body, not part of the body. These are two separate shaylas, and the Gemara discusses both shaylas. That is what the Beis Lady learned. Seth, now does it make sense? And it doesn't have to be Gemara that way, but he has a raya from Yerushalmi. Now listen to Yerushalmi. Let's see Yerushalmi. Okay, that's slipped your mind. Okay, that's you have to learn. By the way, when are you starting to learn Yerushalmi? You can't just do Babi your whole life. You gonna get there?
If I get the Babi down.
Okay. Babi Yerushalmi, no? Babi, oy vey, okay. Come on, we can have a little bit more Mushagri. I mean, they knew everything. Knew every Yerushalmi. Okay. Says Yerushalmi like this. Read what he writes, Yerushalmi. Yodayim ma'u sheyifselu mishum yaitzei. The Yerushalmi has a question. Let's analyze Yerushalmi. Yodayim ma'u sheyifselu mishum yaitzei. Our hands... Oh, by the way, before we get to Yerushalmi, sorry. Look in the Shittim Mekubetzes. The Shittim Mekubetzes on the first page, on the side of Gemara, says actually this pshat. Because the hatam shel hesech adas... He has a kasha on the pshat. But he says, the hatam shel hesch adas loy itztrich ele l'Rebbe Elazar. The second reason of hesch adas is only needed according to Rebbe Elazar. Aber l'Rebbe d'amalina perseles pos lo nami yitzia b'kiddush k'moy lina b'loy time at hesch adas midekome v'bay delel v'im tim tzalem v'delay pos lo. So the Shimon Kemetzer basically says it black and white. He explains a little bit better, but he's saying that really they're two separate shaylas. He doesn't explain as two separate shaylas. He just says that according to Rebbe, who says lina pasels, then yitzia would pasel without hesach hadas. And the whole reason of hesach hadas is only according to the Blazer of Shimon. He doesn't learn like that in the Gemara, but he also had that concept. Yes. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Rambam in a minute. The Rambam is a problematic. I don't have an answer for the Rambam. Maybe it will be. Become clear like this. We can get to it in a minute. I know. But so somebody's mechalik between Imtim Tzeleimar, starting off a Shaila Imtim Tzeleimar, we never find. Right? We never have Shaila and Imtim Tzeleimar. We do that. I've never had that. Moshe first says like this, and then Imtim Tzeleimar the other way. Right? So therefore, that's why Gemara usually says, you know, Laimi Boy or something like that. It wouldn't say Imtim Tzeleimar.
So, and they would, the Gemara would usually say, see, the Shittim Mekubetzes approach that he's asking on it, because it's not
the Gemara says it, correct.
They usually say, Bishlam the Rebbe.
Correct, right. Gemara said, Bishlam the Rebbe, Imtim Shlam not. Gemara doesn't say all that. So therefore, it's not clear in the Gemara, I'm asking, but that's where he learns. Now, what's a raya from the Yerushalmi? Says Yerushalmi like this. Let's read Yerushalmi. Yodayim, ma'u sheyifsela mishem yoitze. What about hands, Kiddush Adam Baglaim? If it goes out, will they become possible? So, right? That's our Shaila. V'lav masnisin hi? Isn't it a Mishnah? Kiddush Yodav V'raglov V'nitmu Madbilin V'hein Tahayros. It says that if you put your hands outside, they remain Kaddush. That's the Gemara's Raya. No. Madbilin V'hein Tahayros. Sorry. Yotza Loi Nifsalu Mishem Yotza. That's the Raya of our Gemara. The first ride of the Gemara, they see that the hands go out, they don't become possible. So what does our Gemara answer to that question? What does our Gemara, Bavli answer to that question? Now, what do you mean, the Mishnah says, your hands are stuck outside, and they still, you don't see there's a problem with the Yaitse. What does the Gemara answer? There's a difference if it's just the whole body, or just the hands. What does Yerushalmi answer? Va'ashi kamando Omar, ein alina peseles b'yadayim, matzichalei. Bram, hocha command oma, lina perselis b'daim. Don't ask me, the Yerushalmi answers, don't ask me a shaila from that case. Because that Mishnah goes according to the Man Omar, ain't lino peiseles b'yadayim. But we're going according to the Man Omar, lino peiseles b'yadayim, what about Yotza? Ask Rebbe Soloveitchik, he says, why doesn't the Bavli say the same answer? Why does Yerushalmi say the same answer to the Bavli? That hands on the outside is not a raya, because we're talking about the whole body on that raya. We're talking about Heschadas. Says the Rebbe Soloveitchik, because the Yerushalmi's Shaila wasn't the second Shaila. Our Gemara Shaila is the second Shaila on Heschadas. Heschadas is the difference between the hands on the outside or the body on the outside. That's our Gemara Shaila. The Yerushalmi Shaila was not that Shaila. Yerushalmi Shaila is only the first Shaila of the Gemara. What's the first Shaila of the Gemara? If, just like lean apostles, does it see apostle? Yes or no? What do you ask me? The hands on the outside? No. Hands on the outside is okay. That must be that they hold. Yitzhiyah does not apostle. Lina does not apostle. And therefore Yitzhiyah does not apostle. Because if you hold Yitzhiyah apostles, then even just the hands on the outside should apostle. Says the Rebbe Soloveitchik, the Yerushalmi is only our first Shaila. The Bavli has two Shailas. Question number one, does Yitzhiyah apostle just like Lina apostles? And even if you say that Lina does not apostle, there's a new Shaila Heschadas. Then he brings right from hands on the outside. She must say, no, there's no Heschadas because the body's still on the inside. But Yerushalmi doesn't answer that way, because Yerushalmi's question is only the first question. Does Yitzhiyah apostle just like lean apostles? What are you telling me if the hands on the outside, it should really be apostle? If the hands on the outside, it should be apostle because Yitzhiyah apostles. It must be that Mishnah holds that Lina does not apostle. But we hold lean apostles, so what about Yitzhiyah? So he says Yerushalmi, the fact that Yerushalmi answers it differently, that means Yerushalmi held only like the first question in our Gemara, not like the second question. And that's the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Look what he writes, number three. Ulagrid nicha, the Sufik Yerushalmi or Sufik Horisha in Besugyan. Ii kapsul yaitse, shal kola kabonis, shal kola, well, I can't read what it says over there. Bekidish yadayim raglayim. Besufik zehu vemes, rak lemando ama lino posla. The lemando ala lino loy posla, ain't can Sufik. The Pashina Besugya. The intims lemino loy posla, the man of Melina Le Pasla, Vada Lekapsu Yetze, Bechola Kachim, Vrag Mitzad Heschadas, Ikel is Fuke, Vasov Exeu, Shikos Yishami, Drag Man of Lina Melis Yisabo, El Man of Lina Melis Yisabo, Ein Mokim, which means the Yishami is only going with the first question. And therefore the first question is, behold, Lina Peseles, then does Yetze Pasel as well, and that's only the question of the Yishami. Uvezeh Nichoi, the Hain of Isugi Nami, Maise Raya, Mardi Kirjad of Raglov, Yatsarein Bikdushoson, Dimizem Muchaditias, Ein Peseles, which means there's a difference between the hands on the outside and the body. And the answer he wants to give, number 3b, in other words, the first question of our sugya, whether if Lina Poiselis does Yotze also apostle, that's the only question of Yerushalmi. And therefore Yerushalmi couldn't give an answer that he hands on the outside. Because once this psul is, because it's a psul Yotze, then even just the hands is a psul Yotze on Kiddush Adam Maglaim. It should make it no good. But therefore Yerushalmi gives an answer that it must be in Lina Poiselis. But our Bavli has two separate questions. Question number one is a psul Yotze, according to Rabbi. Lina Poiselis does Yotze apostle as well. Question number two, even if you hold Lina does not pass, like Ibn Ezra B'Shimon, maybe because of Heschadas it should pass, and then Igmar has a question of the hands by itself or not. Seth, brilliant way, very good shot, nice to learn shot in a sugya like that. The problem is the Rambam. And now we have to help us out with the Rambam. What's the problem with the Rambam? Well, the Rambam, it comes out, according to the way he learns the sugya, it comes out that the two separate shalas in the Gemara. Question number one is, if Lina passels, does Yitzhiyah passel as well? Question number one. Question number two, that even if you hold Lina does not passel, right? Even if you hold Lina does not passel, maybe there's a new problem of Hesachadas, and therefore there's a difference between the number of hands you go out, the whole body, etc., etc. The problem is that the Rambam passel paskins that Lina poiseles. Look at the Rambam number Ches. Kidesh Yodav Hayoim Tzorech Lachzor Lekadesh Lemocha. Afa pishla yashan kolalaila. Sheidayim nifsala is belina. Right? What does that mean? Lina pasos. Kiddush balayla vikta chalovim kolalaila tzachalach lekash b'yayim labay desayayim. Which means that lina poiseles. So the Rambam paskins clearly lina poiseles. And yet the Rambam paskins also, there's a difference between all the body outside or just the hands outside. The Rambam says in, where's the Rambam? Halacha Dalit? No. I don't think I have it over here. Maybe it's a Halacha Vav. One second. Let's read it together. Dalit. Yotso. Okay, the Rambam talks all about what's the name? About Heschadas. That's the main reason. Yotso min amigdash v'chaz v'ovad v'loy kidesh im lo yisiyach daitoy avodoso k'sheiro. Right? Zaklal hoy bemikdash eno nichtas lazor lavoy da pishu to atshu toivel. Okay? V'chol meisich is raglov yotso chutzicham zoro. Where is it? Maybe I should find the Rambam inside. Maybe it's Vav. I don't know where it is. Okay, look what number Dalit. I mean, clear the Rambam Paskins. Why did I see it? Let me just get a Rambam over here. I don't have it over here. It's the end of Halacha Hey. Sorry. Okay, read here. Halacha Hey. Halacha Dalet. Yotza min amigdash v'chaza v'ovad v'loy kidesh. Im lo yisich daitoy, avadosek sheira. Right? Means you went outside and you were not mesich das, it's still okay. Zeh klal hoi b'mikdash em lichud, etc. Says the Kesa Mishnah, b'feg bezis v'achim b'ayidu le'ifshita. On top, in other words, it's a suffix whether your Messiah das, right? The Gemara's question: Imtin Tzloimar, we paskin like Imtin Tzloimar, we paskin like Lina does not passel. Then there's a question: is the Hesach das or not? So the Rambam paskins like Imtin Tzloimar, it's a suffix. We're not sure if your Messiah das or not. If that's considered Hesach das, and therefore with the evidence, okay. The problem is the Rambam, at the end of Halacha Hey, listen to me when I'm saying it. Hoitzi yodov chutz lechayma soazoro, einoi tzorich lachzo lekadesh. That's a part I don't have in Rambam, I didn't write it down. If you put just your hands outside, then everybody agrees you don't have to make a new kiddush adayim raglayim. If you learn, like the Beis Halevi, that it's two separate questions. That means, if you hold the first shaila, lina pasels, the Rambam paskins, lina pasels, then yitzia would also pasel, right? And then it wouldn't make a difference whether it's just your hands or your body. The whole question of just your hands is only if you hold, like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that it depends on Heschadas. So even though the Rambam clearly says it depends on Heschadas, because the Rambam says it's a question of Heschadas. The Rambam says, did I was Messiah Das, was not Messiah Das? The Rambam says, if your body went out, yeah, then you probably do have to do it. If just your hands went out, you don't have to do it, because that's not Hesch Das. That's like the Gemara's Teretz, according to the Beis Halevi, according to the second question. But if the Rambam paskins, Lina Poiseles, so according to Rambam, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila is there din Yitzi or not? So why is there a difference between your hands are out or not your hands are out? That's the question asked in the Rambam. So it doesn't fit.
Was only to explain Rambam. And the Rambam was sort of the Shalom.
Correct. So clearly, and I'm getting you. So I have no problem with that. So clearly the base lady says, or Rel says, that my whole pshat is in Rashi, but it doesn't fit in the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam and holds Lina Poiseles, and the Rambam says that even if Lina Poiseles, but your hands alone, is not going to make a problem of Eschadas, so clearly the Rambam held like Tosfos. It's all one big Shaila, and therefore the Shaila in the Gemara wasn't on Psul Lina and Psul Yetzer. The Shaila Gemara was just on Hesachadas, like Tosfos learns. Very nice. That's the way Atkan, the words of the Beis Halevi. Beautiful, it doesn't fit with the Rambam. There's a problem with the Rambam. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem with the Rambam. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger's question to the Rambam? He says that, look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shodayim Nifsola is Belina, number 5 on the sheet, Shodayim Nifsola is Belina, Potsak Kerebi, the Rambam paskins, Kiddush Yodav Hayom Tzoch Lach Lekadosh Lemocha, Apish Leyoshim Kol Alaylo, Shodayim Nifsola is Belina, which means, he paskins like Rebbe, that we hold Lina as apostles, by Kiddush Shodayim Vaglayim, Zvachim Davchov, Uve Yotso, Uve Nitmo, Potsak, Dim Ovad, Loichilel, Kiven de Havi Raki Baye, the Kaimelon, Hob, what's the name, the Koshali, Hob a Pashtim Mashma, the Rebbe, Loimi Bailon, the Vade Possel, the Tzachion. In other words, maybe if you learn like the Beis Halevi, it's actually two separate questions in the Gemara. But Rebbe Kiva Eger didn't learn the two separate questions in the Gemara. The Gemara, Rebbe Kiva Eger learned the way he learned the Gemara. Look at number one on the back of the first sheet. Iboilu, Yitzia Mao Shatel Bekidish Adayim Braglaim. Which means, the way the Beis Halevi, I see now, according to Beis Halevi, Rebbe Kiva Eger's question is not really shver. I get now why it's not difficult. But the way Rebbe Kiva Eger learns the question, he says, Iboilu, Yitzia Masha Tol B'Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim. What's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is like this. If you hold Lina does not passel, so is there an issue of Hesedas, or is there no issue of Hesedas? But if you hold Lina passels, for sure it's no good. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger learns the sugya. Right? And then Rebbe Kiva Eger says, that how could the Rambam hold Lina Passels, and the Rambam holds, it's a suffix. The whole Gemara suffix was only Iboilu. Yitzio Mao Shatol B'Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim. What's the Gemara's question? Imtim Tlema Lina Le Posla. But is there Hezchadas? There's no Hezchadas. It's Mashma in the Gemara that if you hold Lina Posla, according to Rebbe, that Lina Passels, then for sure there's no Shaila. The whole Shaila of the Gemara, the way the Rambam learns, is only if you hold Lina does not Passel, is the Hezchadas or not? So it comes up Kivegan and says, well, the Rambam paskins Lina Passels, it means overnight you need to do Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim, it's still the Rambam paskins that Yotzah is a suffix.
Where is this from Kivegan?
On the side of the Rambam.
Oh,
yeah, that's his question, Rambam. And he, by the way, look at it right to the end. V'tzachir, he doesn't have an answer. Now, I understand now, I didn't chop this when I was learning this, that according to the Brisker Rav and the Beis Halevi, it's two separate questions of the Gemara. So maybe both them are suffix. We paskins lean apostles, and that's the first shaila. Iboilu, Yitzia Marsha told the Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim. What's the Gemara's question? Just like lean apostles, is there psul Yitzia? Yes or no? Then the Gemara's another question: is there Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim Heschadas or not? And the Rama paskins both them are suffix. Can you say that?
What's the answer to
Kivayi's question? Kivayi did not learn like that. He learned the two separate things.
No. You can still learn the two separate things. In Tim Salomar, does it mean only according to the Ma'ad Amar who says, well, only according to Rishim, or
even
according
to Rishim? So if Shach and Avi Ezri,
if
Shach and Avi Ezri wants to say even according to Rishim, so why is that better?
Because
it's all one question. Meaning, the question is all one question of Heschadas. Both them are Hezchadas. Now, according to Rebbe, for sure there's Hezchadas.
Right. And even if you hold there's no such thing as Solina.
But maybe there's Hezchadas. And what's the first Shaila? Also Hezchadas. According to Hezchadas. Correct. Kiveki doesn't want to learn like that. Got it. But according to here what his answer is, in other words, maybe according to the. It doesn't mean only according to the second question. According to the Beis Halevi, we're saying, it's two separate questions. Rambam did not learn like that. Because the Rambam learned the two separate questions, and then we said, then the hands by itself should not be good anyway, because that's what's the name? That's already called Psul Yaitza.
Speaking of the dig in the Rambam, the only possible be the evidence
because it's Suffolk, because it's Suffolk. That's right. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. It's a Suffolk. That's why he writes the Suffolk. But the hands by itself is not even a Shaila. For sure good. So then the answer they wanted to give, is we said last week, is that the Rambam never paskins Lina is possible. The Rambam did not paskin Lina apostles. The Rambam only said that there's a new halacha of Begishtam. Lina does not paskin. Just when you start a new day, you need a new halacha of Begishtam. So the Rambam never paskin, right? The reason why we said Lina apostles is not because Lina apostles, because you start a new Avodah, that's Mechayev to wash hands again. That's the way we said last week. So the Rambam never paskins that is halacha of Lina Poiselis. What does Rambam say in halacha ches? That if you wash your hands during the day, at night you have to wash hands again in the morning, not because of Lina Poiselis, but because of Begishtam. There's a new chiyuv to wash your hands. So if the Rambam never paskins Lina Poiselis, the Rambam never paskins like Rebbe, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, just as a new halacha of Begishtam, but he paskins like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, there's no halacha of Lina Poiselis. So the Rambam does not paskin Lina Priscellas, so therefore he can very well paskin that the Shal is just Heschadas, and end of the story. That's why the Rambam paskins. And that's, by the way, where did the Rambam get it from? From our Gemara. Because the Rambam always paskins like the Intim Tulema. So therefore the first Gemara says, well, if you hold like Rebbe, does Lina Priscellas? Yes or no? What's Halach of Yitzhia? Says the Rambam, well, Intim Tulema, if you don't hold like Rebbe, you hold Lina does not paskin. Is there, and why is it also because of the Gishtam? The separate reason is the Halach of Heschadas. The Rambam always paskins, like you said before, like what? Like Imtin Suleiman. So therefore, we'll, especially according to Beis Levi, we'll discard the first question in the Gemara. That first question is Lina Peseles, and therefore Yitzir Peseles. That's one question we don't hold like Rebbe. So that question is out. So the question is only the second question. If you don't hold like Rebbe, Lina does not pasul. Yeah, but why if Lina does not pasul? Why to wash hands in the morning? Because the new halacha of Begishtam is the halacha of Heschadas and us. Says the Rambam, has a suffix, and therefore, with the evidence, okay. So according to the Beis Levi, it makes a lot of sense, now it makes sense, that a Rambam learned is two separate shilas, not like Tesis, it's one big shila. Because if you learn like Tesis, then you have a Kivegas question. But if you're learning like the Beis Levi learns, and the Rambam learns like that in the Gemara, but the Rambam paskin like the Intim Tulema, so the first question was one separate question. That's out the window. That's not relevant anymore. That's going to Rebbe. But the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rebbe. The Rambam paskin like the Intim Tulema, Reb Elazar ben Shimon. Yeah, every morning you have to wash hands again. But Gishtam, a new halacha, like we said last week. But at the end of the day, the shaila of the second question, Gemara in Pizleimar, is according to Reb Elazar ben Shimon, is the Heschadas or not? The Rambam paskin is the Kula Suffolk. I don't know what to do. And the Rambam says, but the evidence is okay. So everything works according to Rambam, other Rabbah. He could have yes learned like the Beis Halevi and like Rebel in the Gemara. But the halacha the Rambam will paskin like the Intim Tulema, and therefore the Rambam. There are two questions, and therefore don't ask me. Well, according to the first question, half the hands outside is automatically puzzle. Yeah, but if that you don't paskin like the first question, you don't paskin like the first question. You paskin like the Intim Tulema, and therefore that's the Elazar ben Shimon, and therefore we don't paskin Lina Priscellas at all. Yeah, every morning you have to wash hands again. Begishtam, like we said last week, but nevertheless. The shaila is only the second shaila of the Gemara. Therefore, your hands outside, your body inside, there's no heschadas. If your body goes outside, it's a suffix. And if the Rambam paskins, with the evidence, okay. And everything fits perfect, according to the Rambam, especially if you learn, like this Beis Halevi, just figure this out now, like you learn like the Beis Halevi in the Sugya. So the two separate questions, the Rambam paskin like the first. If you learn it's all one question, like Tesis, it doesn't fit with the Rambam. That's what we keep making the question. So you said it's not a question, maybe it's even, that's one teretz, fine. But if you learn, like the Kivega, it's all one question in the Gemara. It's only Shail of Heschadas, so it's a seer in the Rambam. That's the Kivega's question. So I say no. Really, the Rambam held like the Beis Halevi. The two separate questions. But the Rambam passing like the Intim Tulema, which means you passing like a Elazar ben Shimon, and therefore it's the only question of Heschadas, and hence the Kiddush Adayim Vaglaim, if it's only a suffix, and that's how the Rambam passes. Everything makes perfect sense according to the Rambam.
This is the
Rambam. This is my terms, yeah. I mean, it's not my carrot, but yeah, on the Rama, correct. That's what came out.